And the plans that we have for TikTok are really, really special. If you think it's an amazing platform today, and I'm not on it, you're going to be very, very happy on April 4th when Reisner Media gets a hold of TikTok and starts making those changes. There's some very exciting things coming, and people are going to be very happy with the way TikTok functions and the way TikTok supports its users, because this is truly their platform. They built this, and we're going to bring it home to America and make sure that they can continue to use it and create on that platform.
Today, we are joined by Reed Reisner, the CEO of Reisner Media. Last week, he submitted an offer to buy TikTok for nearly $50 billion. He plans to move the headquarters to Wyoming and utilize the state's abundance of clean, low-cost energy sources. Find out why Reisner says his deal is the only America First offer on the table.
You know, I read the New York Post article. You're offering $47.45 billion for a controlling stake in TikTok's assets, operations, and proprietary algorithm. Exactly how does this offer play out if it goes through? If it's a controlling stake, it's not the whole company. So is China going to keep the other 49%? Are you looking for someone else to buy the other half? How does this play out?
Right. So the Supreme Court, the United States Congress, our United States Senate, Senator Cotton, and the administration have provided guidance on the structure that they're looking for. And they've been very clear that this needs to be a clean break from both ByteDance and China. Our offer is different than any other offer for multiple reasons, but most especially because we're going to not only buy TikTok, but we're also bringing the algorithm right here to America. And we're going to bring the entire company to America. It's going to be a very good thing. So the $50 billion offer is massive. A lot of undisclosed partners right now, a lot of undisclosed funding. But once we get into due diligence, our next phase, we're going to start disclosing some of that as things progress. It's just high stakes negotiations right now. But we're excited to move forward. And our offer is much different than the other offers because we're following the guidance of what the United States government has outlined for.
Exactly how do you come up with a value for a company like TikTok? It seems to me like, I don't know how you come up with that figure. It's not necessarily a tangible thing. It's not like a company that makes widgets and you can sit down and crunch the numbers. Your offer is more than double than one Kevin O'Leary has put forth at about $20 billion. Trump has said TikTok's worth a trillion. It's not like everything Trump says is true, but how do you come up with $50 billion?
Well, we thought that was a fair price for ByteDance. We think it's a fair price for the company and the algorithm. And we just think it's the best offer. It's the most fair price for both ByteDance and us, and America wins. We're excited at the $50 billion price point, and we hope we can move this forward very quickly because we're up against a very tight deadline. That 75-day moratorium that President Trump granted us ends in about 30 days. We're 30 or 40 days out. So we're working around the clock to make this happen and get that clean break that the United States government has requested.
Well, back on January 19th, when TikTok went dark, I remember reading that ByteDance was like, hey, we're not going to sell. We don't really care. We're not going to be forced into anything. Do you think the closer we get to this extended deadline, maybe they're changing their mind about it?
Well, ByteDance goes away forever on April 4th, and their company is worthless without America. So either ByteDance divest the American portion of their company and the algorithm, or ByteDance will no longer exist. So they have some tough decisions to make. Our negotiations are ongoing. We're really trying to get something that everyone wins here with, but most especially, ours is the American First offer, and we're going to stick to it. We are going to make sure America and Americans win. You know, there are 170 million users in America on that platform. And a lot of them are small business owners that use that platform to make money. And we are going to save this platform for those people and make sure that they can still make a living.
I know that Trump has said that whoever buys TikTok should give half of it to the United States in exchange for like a permit to buy the company. Are you planning on giving half of it back to the United States if you buy it? And how does that play out with free speech? That kind of scares me to think maybe the government would own half of a social media company.
Well, I can tell you that we are 100% supporting the free speech platform, and we're going to champion it and make sure that that is preserved. That's our First Amendment in the Constitution, and we're going to protect free speech for all Americans and all users on TikTok. So that's important to know. As far as our negotiations go, I'm not going to get into exactly what's going on there, but I do want you to know that we're openly negotiating. It's high stakes business negotiations, and we're going to keep fighting for this to bring TikTok right here to America. And I want everyone to keep in mind that this is going to bring great, high-paying jobs to America. This is going to bring in a massive platform to America, and the company is completely worthless without that algorithm. To rebuild that algorithm is impossible. You have to have the algorithm. $50 billion, massive number. We're prepared on day one to take this over and have a clean break from ByteDance and China with the company and with the algorithm, and we're excited.
Now, you've mentioned rebuilding the algorithm. For people maybe that aren't so tech savvy when they hear that, what do you mean by rebuild it?
They cannot rebuild the algorithm that TikTok has created. You can't replicate this, and everyone knows that. No one is talking about it. So when you look at the other offers that just want to buy TikTok as a company, TikTok as a company is completely worthless without the algorithm, because what they have built is what TikTok is. The algorithm is TikTok. We have to have the algorithm. We want the data of the 170 million Americans on the algorithm, and we want to make sure that their data is protected so that we can move this forward. And the plans that we have for TikTok are really, really special. If you think it's an amazing platform today, and I'm not on it, you're going to be very, very happy on April 4th when Raisner Media gets a hold of TikTok and starts making those changes. There's some very exciting things coming, and people are going to be very happy with the way TikTok functions and the way TikTok supports its users, because this is truly their platform. They built this, and we're going to bring it home to America and make sure that they can continue to use it and create on that platform. Well, we'll announce that soon. We'll announce that stuff soon, but it is. I promise you, you're going to be excited. So I'm not on TikTok, but I will be as soon as my data is safe. And if you're on TikTok, now is the time to use your First Amendment. Make your voice heard, because TikTok goes away April 4th. Raisner Media, my company, is here to save TikTok. So make your voice heard. Be loud. Make a video. Get it out there on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you are, YouTube, TikTok. Get the message out there. We're going to cross the finish line with this. So it's a very exciting time.
Yeah, it'd be great. Somebody would buy it, because I've used TikTok for about 3 years now, and it's just this mystery game of what are they going to flag? What are they going to decide isn't free speech today? So
won't be a mystery for long. It's going to be pretty straightforward.
Cool. I got kind of a devil's advocate question here for you. So with TikTok and people wanting to buy it, it's turning into this battle of the billionaires. Elon Musk, rumor had it he was interested. I know recently he said he doesn't want it, but never know what he's up to. Frank McCourt, Larry Ellison, Kevin O'Leary, they've all expressed interest in buying TikTok. But we live in this Trump 2.0 world, his second administration. We know Trump liked his ego stroked. He likes loyalty. What makes you think you'll stand out and Trump will be more favorable to your offer than the others when you got someone like Elon Musk, who's his first buddy, and Kevin O'Leary, I know, kind of strokes Trump's ego. I mean, this is just kind of the world we live in now. What about your offer do you think will make Trump go, let's focus on Raisner?
So Raisner Media is the only American first offer on the table. So that is what sets us apart. We're keeping America's interest, American users at the core of everything we do. We're making sure that they're protected and that they can thrive. So that is a big step forward for this company. We're not a Silicon Valley mega tech giant. We're not one of the big five. We're independent operators here, and we are trying to make a large footprint in the mountain states for a fourth legacy industry in these areas. So what we're doing is a lot different than the stranglehold that the traditional technology leaders and those people currently have on media. This will be a very special thing for America and Americans moving forward, because we're not one of them. We're doing this for America, for Americans, and we're going to preserve this for all of you.
Noticed in your offer letter, you talked about Wyoming, and you said that they have an abundance of clean, low-cost energy sources that's needed to power TikTok. I really had no idea Wyoming had that much going on. In my mind, it's just kind of a flyover state. Could you maybe expand on that a bit for people who aren't aware about the energy resources Wyoming has?
Wyoming is just an amazing Forever West state and will always be Forever West. We're going to make sure of that. But we're going to bring TikTok headquarters here. We're going to bring the servers here. We're going to bring the database centers here. And, you know, Microsoft and all the big companies already have database servers here because we have a massive amount of LNG, so liquid natural gas. We've got the cleanest coal in the world, lowest sulfur coal you can find anywhere in the world. We produce electricity here at affordable rates. We can do it pennies on the dollar, and we can run TikTok and power TikTok globally for pennies on the dollar right here in Wyoming. So it's a true complement to our energy, tourism, and agricultural industries, what we're doing. We're also one of the most friendly technology states in America right now with massive amount of blockchain technology legislation that's come out. We have a massive supercomputing center right here in Wyoming. The University of Wyoming, I'm so proud to be a graduate of. We tout our blockchain technology programs and our artificial intelligence programs that we've created. Wyoming is certainly a technological hub on its own, but this will complement it and bring that home to the Mountain West states and create a footprint, diversifying our economy, strengthening our economy, bringing high-paying, really great jobs to Wyoming, affordable housing, but most importantly for Americans, when we take a 1,000-foot view, this is going to be an amazing opportunity for all of America because we're going to truly thrive with what TikTok is going to bring to this country.
How many jobs, an estimate, do you think that would bring to Wyoming, just off the top of your head?
Well, we're going to employ as many Wyomingites as we possibly can, and we have the breakdown, and we're going to get into the business aspects of all of this and start releasing all of these numbers. We're going to talk about where the headquarters is going to be located and how that's going to play, but let's get into our due diligence phase. Let's move into phase two here in the next week or two, hopefully, and really start pinning that down and talking about that publicly.
Okay, so just got to wait for the fun details, just a little bit longer, I guess, to find out the nitty
gritty. We're going
to
wait just a little bit longer. We are like 72 hours into this. It's been months of work to get it to where we are today. We announced on Wednesday or Thursday. It's been a roller coaster. And now it's Sunday. So yeah, it's been like 72 hours. So give me some time. We're going to release details. Big, exciting things are happening. If you're on TikTok and you use the platform, you're going to be really happy really soon.
Cool. It sounds exciting. I wanted to ask you kind of a, not a TikTok question, but I read the New York Post article and it said you're only 40 years old. And I'm thinking, how did you get to be so successful? To all the millennials out there that might be listening to this, what is your best piece of advice to be able to buy TikTok for $50 billion at just 40 years old?
Never give up. Always move the needle forward and keep pursuing dreams. Work hard and just never, ever give up. And I will never quit. I will never give up. We fail, we succeed, and we celebrate the successes and we learn from our failures and we continue to fight, fight, fight. We never give up.
I know that you ran for Senate last year. This is a politics show. Would you ever think about running for office again or was it one and done, that's it?
I am 100% focused on the acquisition of TikTok and getting this over the hurdle. So I haven't had time to think. So this has been months in the making. We've been working on this in the background for months. It's consumed a large portion of my life. And right now it's 24/7. It's all hands on deck. And it looks like for the foreseeable future, it's going to consume us and my life. So I have no plans of running and we're going to continue to push forward to get this acquisition done in a timely fashion and save the platform for Americans.
That'd be great. I can only imagine how much time something like that takes. The last question I want to ask you, people listen to this, what can they do if they go, I like this guy, I want him to buy TikTok? Should they write the White House and say, consider his deal? Or should they call the representative? What can the American people do?
Yes, get out there, get on social media, get a hold of your representatives, get a hold of Wyoming's congressional representatives, get a hold of the White House, get on TikTok and let your voice be heard. Listen, we all have a First Amendment right. And it is our duty to use that right. It's use it or lose it. So use that right, protect that right, cherish that right, get on Twitter, make your tweets, let your voice be heard. If you want TikTok to be saved, if you use TikTok for fun, if you use TikTok in a business sense, let your voice be heard right now, right here today is your opportunity to let them know that you want to save the platform. I'm here. I'm ready. We're willing to get this across the finish line. April 4th deadline is coming very soon. I know it seems like a ways out, but I promise you it is rapidly approaching. So get your voice heard, make your videos. And on April 4th, when we acquire TikTok, get out to Wyoming and come meet me, and we'll make a TikTok video together. Or if you want to come out before and you want to meet me, just get a hold of us, and we can make a video together on your TikTok. I just don't have a TikTok yet, but we will very soon.
That's good. I might just take you up on that offer. That's all the questions I had for you. Is there anything you want to add that you want people to know that maybe I didn't ask?
No, stay tuned. This is rapidly evolving. Every 12 hours is just exciting, more news coming out. So stay tuned, stay engaged, make your videos, and get your voice heard. I'm working 24/7, your support means everything in the world to me, because exciting, big things are happening for us.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.